Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's get into these off-season quarterback moves,
Maggie. Oh, yes. Okay, so we're going to try something new today, and we're calling it quarterback roulette. Well, it's actually our quarterback roulette 1.0. So everyone has their mock drafts that came out recently, and it's always the 1.0 version. So we thought, why don't we apply that to something that we're going to be talking about probably a couple times throughout the course of the next couple months, and that is the quarterback roulette. Where are these quarterbacks going to end up? Now, here's the deal. Because it's the 1.0 version, we've decided we only get 1 minute to talk about each situation.
Fair.
1.0, you get 1 minute. Maybe when we do a 2.0, maybe we'll get 2 minutes then. I don't know. I mean, I don't make the rules around here. Maybe
yeah,
I do.
You kind of do. We kind of do.
It's a collab.
More you.
Quarterback carousel 1.0. Let's get it going. And our very first quarterback, and we get exactly 1 minute to talk about them, is Aaron Rodgers. Perloff, what do you got?
Aaron Rodgers will be back in Green Bay. Is that how we're doing this?
Where yeah. They're all up? I should have set you up. Will he be back in Green Bay?
Aaron Rodgers will be back in Green Bay. I mentioned it earlier in the show. He's no dummy. He's incredibly smart. Look how bad that division's shaping up. Chicago's a mess. Minnesota just fired their coach. They're a mess. The Lions are the Lions. Also, have you noticed all the nice things Aaron Rodgers has said about the front office? Kumbaya, they're back together. I think this is the best place for him to land.
Yeah, I think Rodgers is gone if they win the Super Bowl. I think that he gets like the ultimate mic drop. I'm just going to leave after I win another Super Bowl. There's just been too much, I think. You know, they're covering it up a little bit, and everyone's playing nicely now because why not? They're winning. They're the number one seed in the NFC. Everyone's saying the right things now, but wait until the offseason comes. I think there's some deep-seated, deep-rooted things there. So
also,
I think
he's got Devontae Adams. He's got a great running attack. This is a very talented team. The defense is better. There's no better situation.
All right, that was Aaron Rodgers. How about Russell Wilson? Is he going to be in Seattle next year? Yes or no? To me, this is an easy no. Russell Wilson, I think it's already even starting to sort of leak out a little bit. The fact that Pete Carroll and John Schneider are already going to be back in Seattle. These have gotten multiple votes of confidence. They have ironclad contracts that keep them in Seattle for several more years. They're all coming back. And I think Russell Wilson is going to be gone. It started last year on the Dan Patrick Show when he said he wasn't happy and said he would approve a trade, or it was reported that he would have waived his no-trade clause. I think we're going to see even more of that. The question for me is, has the trade value for Russell gone down at all, considering he's coming off of a bad year, although, granted, he was injured and his thumb was injured for most of it.
Yeah, that was a tough injury, that hand injury, and you saw the production before and after. I say he's out as well. I think he lands in the NFC East. I know the Giants doesn't make sense from a talent perspective.
You can finish your thought.
Also, the Eagles, obviously, with all those draft picks, if they want Russell Wilson, I think that's a team who could have him.
Okay, so let's move on to Jimmy G. Jimmy Garoppolo gets 1 minute on the quarterback roulette. Is he staying in San Francisco or not?
Jimmy G is gone. Now, he's actually playing well right now, which increases his trade value. This team obviously wants to go with number 3 overall pick, Trey Lance, and I think they should go with Trey Lance because we've seen the good play from Jimmy G and we've seen the limitations of Jimmy G. Now, I have him as a salary at $25 million base next year. That's not that bad. If you're going to trade for him, we mentioned the Giants, the Steelers, the Saints. There are a lot of teams who might be interested in him. feels like a perfect trade situation for San Francisco. Probably get a first rounder. He's out of there.
I also think that Jimmy is gone, but here's what I can't get out of my head. What if they win in Lambeau? I mean, doesn't just that win change the equation even a little bit? I know that the 49ers have, you know, invested a lot in Trey Lance. We saw him for basically a half, a little bit more this year, and he was fine, but it was against the Houston Texans. I don't know.
Well, the Chargers moved on from Drew Brees, even though he won. When they drafted Phillip Rivers, you can't waste a top 10 pick, top 3 pick.
Let's move on. We're not wasting. All right. Well, we only get a minute, so we got to move on. That's the rules that maybe I made up and maybe I didn't. Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, what do you think, Maggie?
Is he staying in Miami or not? I think Tua will stay in Miami, but will not be the starter next year. I think they will still be on the roster, but not a starter. I think that Miami, I mean, clearly, there's a lot going on in Miami right now. You know, we got one story after the next about whose fault it was that the team didn't make the playoffs this year, and Brian Flores and Chris Greer and Stephen Ross, and this is just, what a soap opera. All that to say, I think Stephen Ross wants to make a play for Deshaun Watson. I still think that's on the table. Does Tua even have to go back in that package? I don't know, but I think they're looking to upgrade, no doubt.
Oh, I absolutely agree. You know, there was a report that the Dolphins may be out of the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. I think they get back in it, or someone else, a bridge quarterback. I like what you're saying. Tua just did not deliver.
Yeah. I left you no time.
No, and I agree. And also, but I agree with everything you said.
And Deshaun Watson's got to get a lot ironed out here before we can just talk about him as a quarterback. And that's it. Okay, here's one. We're playing quarterback roulette. Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins got 1 year left on his deal, but there's been major regime change in Minnesota. Both their general manager and their head coach were both fired a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, the money is a problem for Kirk Cousins. If you want to get rid of him, I believe he's due about $35 million next year. No one's really going to trade for that, I don't think. Although, you know, he's a Shanahan quarterback from that Shanahan school. Maybe someone wants him. I don't know who the coach is, but I think they're stuck with Kirk Cousins.
I think that he ends up becoming, now in the last year of his deal, the bridge guy to the next guy.
So you draft a guy, maybe?
Maybe you draft a guy.
Kellen Mond, I think, is it there from Texas A&M.
We know how highly Mike Zimmer thought of Kellen Mond.
Yeah, maybe you draft another guy. I think that's a better point. Maybe get a guy in the second round and build around him.
You know what's funny about the Kirk Cousins? Remember when he got that contract, which was the 3 years, the fully guaranteed, the $90 million fully guaranteed?
Yeah.
I thought that was going to become a really big pattern, like that was going to become something, and it really never did.
Yeah, but those guys get bonuses of $90 million. I felt like,
no, you guys are still getting paid, but yeah, that fully, it's just the fully guaranteed, this is what the contract is. I thought that was going to catch on a little bit. Never did.
Right. But people did get $90 million bonuses. All right,
who's next?
Who's next?
The next one is Carson Wentz.
Oh, can I start this one?
Yeah.
He gone.
Yeah, he gone.
He is going to get cut in March to save money. I don't know. I have a strong feeling that Indianapolis, based on the quotes from GM Chris Ballard, the owner, everybody, basically they're like, we're evaluating the quarterback position. If they had any confidence in him, they would speak in a different tone.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna move on because they have a Super Bowl roster where inconsistent play at quarterback is the big problem.
I think they're the sleeper team, you know, to look out for in terms of making a play for a quarterback, because they do have a good offensive line, they do have a good run game, they play in a dome, they do have a good defense. I think people like playing for Frank Reich. They have a lot of appealing things. They don't have a first round pick because they traded to the Eagles for Carson Wentz, but I think they have, that's a sneaky, like, very appealing place to play.
Oh my gosh, that line is amazing. Quentin Nelson, yeah. I would want to play there. And the money, just in, if they come in March, they're going to save so much cap space. I think that is going to be the key motivating factor.
All right, well, we could probably hit the buzzer because I don't think there's much more to say about Wentz, because they basically came out and said, you know, evaluating the situation.
Question.
Yeah.
A rules question.
Yeah.
So we did quarterback carousel 1.0. Do we get to add?
We still have one more.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Who?
Your boy, Jalen Hurts.
See, to me, can I start on this one?
Yeah, you can.
He doesn't even belong on here. He's 23. He's an alternate to the Pro Bowler. He led a team that was terrible last year to playoffs this year. Why is he on everybody's quarterback carousel? Jalen Hurts played great. He had a terrible playoff game against Tom Brady and the Bucks. He lost against one of the great teams, the defending Super Bowl champions. There's no way that they shouldn't be happy with Jalen Hurts. And my stupid city of Philadelphia can't just be excited about a young quarterback. They have to call for the backup, because that's what we always do.
Yeah. I mean, Gardner Minshew did look pretty good in that game against the Jets.
Oh, stop.
Anyway, The only thing about Jalen Hurts, and I think he's super talented, it's just whatever Howie Roseman says, I don't know. You got 3 first-round picks. They're burning a hole in your pocket, you know?
That darn Russell Wilson is sitting out there.
They're ahead of schedule. They made the playoffs, and I think that's about it. Sorry, you had a question. You can play with the buzzer.
Okay. So this is 1.0. Do we get to add other quarterbacks to the list? Is Matt Ryan ever going to be in play here? Is Jared Goff ever going to be in play
the
here?
2.0, like, 2.0 is going to be a totally different list.
When you look at just the general landscape, and I know we're running out of time, do you think it's going to be one of those off seasons where we're going to see like 15 teams change quarterbacks?
Well, how many teams have a bona fide starter that's unassailable?
God, it's
maybe half the league?
That's about it. Half the league. You know, it was like that last year too, where there's like 18 guys who could be on the move. A lot of them ended up staying. But then again, if Aaron Rodgers stays and Russell Wilson stays and Baker Mayfield stays, it'll be a lot less exciting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.